incredible time in New Orleans, and that means that throw season has arrived. Throw as in the noun, a throw, not the verb, to throw. We're talking about that time of year when revelers raise their arms in supplication for trinkets tossed from passing Mardi Gras parade floats. Of all the things that make New Orleans one of a kind, parade throws may well be the most idiosyncratic. I don't know of any other place on earth where this ritual of tossing and catching from crew to crowd takes place. I've been to carnivals from Rio to Nice, and while they each have their own unique branding, they just don't do it like we do it here. When I took my own kids to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, they scratched their heads in puzzlement. Why are people here when there's nothing to catch, they wondered. After 4 decades of riding in New Orleans parades, as well as watching them curbside, I've seen various carnival throws come and go. Doubloons were hot, then not, and recently, kind of hot again. Beads have gone from Czechoslovakian glass to Chinese plastic and back to glass again. They've gotten more colorful, a lot longer, and a whole lot bigger. This year, the New Orleans City Council has placed a ban on parade riders throwing anything that's still wrapped in plastic. That may not reduce the environmental impact of the 20 million pounds of beads thrown from floats each year, but it will at least help keep the streets clear of the thousands of plastic bags that historically have gone over the sides with them. A byproduct of this change to the Carnival Code would be that crews can no longer throw entire grosses of beads wrapped in plastic, which is a good thing. You know that if you're one of the people who has ducked for cover when a particularly ebullient float rolls by and throws become deadly parade projectiles. Years ago, when my daughter moved into an apartment on Henry Clay Avenue uptown, she wondered why all the neighbors boarded up their windows during Carnival. She found out when Toth rolled by and overzealous bead hurling shattered 2 of her front windows. For riders, throws, the nouns, are important. They can make or break the reputation of a Carnival crew. Thousands of people turn out for those parades with good throws, like LED swords or blinking neon sippy cups. Sparta has an annual mystery throw. Endymion's motto is, throw till it hurts. Bacchus this year is throwing light-up cowboy hats and bolo ties. Zulu started the trend for signature throws more than a century ago with its hand-decorated coconuts. Muses picked up the idea in 2001 with hand-decorated shoes. Now, Allah decorates genie lamps and Nyx embellishes purses. Excalibur has its wooden shields. Choctaw, its tomahawks. Centurions, its swords. For Okeanos, it's crawfish trays. And for Carrollton, shrimp boots. I'm serious. Anyway, you get the idea. Tux has its trademark toilet paper, of course, but the city council is demanding that it be biodegradable. There's an art to catching throws, too, a kind of crowd psychology of carnival etiquette that is not so much stated as understood. Plush toys go to kids nearby. You don't step in front of the short girl as the float nears. And you don't let go when you catch a strand of bead simultaneously with that tall guy standing next to you. It's a contest. I don't need to tell locals that New Orleans girls never flash for beads. That's the mark of an out-of-towner for sure. Although not everyone follows the rules. Back in the 70s, I stepped on a doubloon preparatory to bending down to retrieve it, and the girl next to me beat me to the ground and bit my ankle. Bags of beads that break windows or people who maim to snag a throw have traditionally been a part of carnival. But there's a camaraderie to throw culture, too. These days, with so much divisiveness and partisanship, that's what I like about it. Whether you're throwing from above or catching from below, you're part of something big and fun and communal and totally in the moment. I'll take that particular stage any day. Happy Mardi Gras to all of you. In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.